Suffolk News, Thursday, December 18th, 2014. Tribunals. Council offer £10,000 under market value for flats. Two tribunals have found Southwark Council offered Aylesbury leaseholders more than £10,000 under the market value for their properties and will now have to make higher offers to the remaining homeowners. Two leaseholders took the council to a tribunal over the offers they had for their properties, which were well under the independent valuations they'd received. The judge for both tribunals, Mr. A.J. Trott, found the council offered £19,000 and £13,000 less than their true value. Councillor Mark Williams, Southwark's Cabinet Member for Regeneration, said, "We welcome these tribunal decisions, which give a fully independent valuation to the leasehold properties on the Aylesbury estate. As we have previously said, we will respect these valuations, and we are now working up new offers for all the remaining leaseholders on the first and second phase of the Aylesbury regeneration." The Aylesbury Leaseholders Action Group said it was pleased with the tribunal's recognition that the council's offers were too low, but was disappointed that the amounts given in the judgment were not higher, as they were still significantly under their independent valuations. "It's a good thing they've come out higher because it shows how underhand they've been," said Beverly Robinson, a leaseholder in the Chiltern block. "The goalposts have been moved further in our favour, but not enough." Chiltern, Arklow, Bradenham and Chartridge blocks, originally due to be emptied this month for demolition to begin next year, will be replaced by 800 new homes in partnership with Notting Hill Housing Trust, but the leaseholders have no right to return to the estate. Jill Much, a leaseholder in Bradenham Block, has been looking as far afield as Ipswich after she was offered £100,000 for her one-bed flat, but is hopeful an improved offer will let her stay closer to home. "I'd be upset to move out of the area. I've made my life here," Jill told the News previously.